This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Her Perfect Life by Sam Hepburn, read by Stephanie Racine.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Hard heels clack across the floor above Juliet's head. One way across the sitting room to the window, then back the other, clackety bloody clack, to the door. Juliet slides her legs off the sofa, blinking groggily into the gloom as she gazes from the pale flicker of the television to the timer on the cooker. 02:13. She stretches to ease the crick in her neck and feels the first throb of a hangover behind her eyes. She checks the bottle on the floor beside her. It's empty. She searches the fridge and the cupboards, wincing at every stab of sound from upstairs, the judder of water into a kettle, the yank of a drawer, and the endless clack of those bloody heels. She grabs hold of the broom, about to thump the handle on the ceiling. Then she laughs, not much of a laugh, and lets the broom drop. It's been a bad day, but not bad enough to turn her into the mad old woman in the downstairs flat. At the back of the cupboard, under the sink, she finds a half bottle of whiskey. She doesn't usually drink spirits, just on nights like tonight, when it all gets too much. She pours half a glassful, fills it up with orange squash, and takes it.